Supervisor Jersey, the item you are talking about is a fund transfer, item number five, about Concourse E. That will be in front of Finance. The reason why item number five is on our agenda so our committee members will understand what's going on with Concourse E. Madam Clerk, will you please call item, actually, let's go to item number five, since we just talked about, come on, let's go with it.
A summary of fund transfers being presented to the Finance, Personnel, and Audit Committee. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
And this is about item number E. Mr. Bateman and young lady, come on. Come on.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, as Mr. Manley said, the Delta move to D certainly is precedent to the possible closure of Concourse E. Because what that does is it only leaves United Continental on E. This is current layout here, and this is a possible future layout here. And so Delta moves to D, as shown here. The only remaining airline is Continental and United. And United is currently on C, but they merged. So the other airlines, and so they are, and they have, they need three gates, and there are not three gates for them on C, so they need to move out to E to have three gates on there. Between those two airlines, there's about 22 departures a day, give or take, all of which are regional jet, so they're not big airlines. So. The question becomes, you know, is it worthwhile to consider moving Continental and United over to D, which is in vacant frontier gates, and shut this down? And that, I do want to emphasize, though, that that does require the agreement of the airlines that are involved. Frontier, Continental, United. You know, they may say, no, we don't want to change on their leases. But it's something that we're engaging in conversation with. But as you can see, it would be a very de minimis activity on the E. And this would result in two very robust concourses that would be very well occupied. Under a future scenario, Southwest and AirTran, and will be all Southwest will be on C, along with American. And then on D, it'd be Delta here in the blue, Frontier in the green, Continental and United in the gray here, and Southwest and U.S. Airways are swapped. And U.S. Airways is out here. And they're going to swap with Southwest, which is out here. Okay, so there'll be, U.S. Airways will be out here. Okay. So this will be all Southwest and I know it's very confusing. So U.S. Airways will be out here, Frontier, Delta, and possibly United Continental. So that'll be two strong concourses. Notice, though, that the gates along the spine are still unused. Hammerhead would be fully used, but these gates on here would be unoccupied. So that is a possible scenario. So what's before you today is a fund transfer for $1.1 million to do all of the infrastructure work that would be necessary to facilitate the move of these airlines over there. And this is the policy decision that you would be making to the Finance Committee to whether you want to proceed with that work or not. Again, it's subject to final negotiations with the airlines, which have not been keep our leases the way they are. But I think that when you look at the numbers and when they look at the numbers, it makes sense for all. And the reason, I mean, the reason the airlines come out on this is because of the concession revenue. Now, as you know, the airport airline lease agreement, the airlines are committed to their spaces until the end of 15. So throughout these transactions, like Delta and Frontier, they're swapping spaces. So the number of square feet that's being paid for by the airlines doesn't change. And the same thing would happen with these future transactions. But concession revenue is a credit to the airline rent. And so if we enhance concession revenue, as I described earlier, that has the effect of lowering the airline rent, which, of course, they enjoy having. So that's the benefit to them from a financial standpoint. Certainly, operationally and technically, they've got other issues they can deal with. But again, if subject to county board approval, we would do a fund transfer to effectuate the jetway relocations, IT infrastructure requirements, doors, podiums, and other work necessary to make this work. And then also, we would have to amend airline leases to make it happen.
Thank you, Mr. Fabian. Questions from committee? Supervisor Lipscomb, Supervisor Foley, Haas.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm really struggling, and I understand that it's a lot of moving parts and very complex and not a linear transaction. But I do feel like some of this is just not being answered as straightforward as it could be. In the sense that we were just on an item where we're talking about what do we save or what do we gain, and we're told we gain all this concession revenue. But then if what I'm hearing is the bulk of that concession revenue actually goes to offset the airline leases, then we are not actually, it is not actually a net gain is that our net gain? Was that our net gain that was cited? And then why didn't we, I was asking for the big picture, so why didn't we talk about the big picture in terms of, but it's going to be $1.1 million to make the move. You might pick up an operational savings, but only if everyone agrees. Mm-hmm. And really talk about it in terms of the optimal cost benefit or whatever, to say, you know, it's a 2-year break even if everything goes as we're projecting it or whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but I guess why don't we talk about it in a big picture rather than and with everything on the table rather than just sort of feeding us little discrete pieces of this.
Well, I don't know if it's just a critique of the presentation versus the overall plan. So, Mr. Bateman, if you could address some of those questions.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Supervisor Lipscomb does make an excellent point, which I didn't explain very well. The increased revenue from concessions, 90% of that goes to airline rent. Right. And 10% of that goes to the Airport Development Fund.
Okay,
so we come out a little bit ahead, but the airlines come out more ahead in terms of credit to the rent. So it's the 90-10 split. So that, you're absolutely right about that. If this happens, then the increased airport revenue with the asterisk goes from the 220 I said with the Delta move to 250 with the other airlines moving over there. Mm-hmm. So that's the net
there.
Yeah, with it all. So it goes from 220 to 250 with the other airlines. And the savings on the closing of the concourse is $216,000. And as you deduced it, you know, the savings will be savings to the airport community, the airline rent, of
okay?
Right.
And the revenues will be a mitigation to the rent except for the 10% cut that we get.
Okay. But in terms of when we were comparing this concession revenue, Mr. Chairman, if we were just looking at what we just put out, $300,000, versus what we're going to take in an additional concession revenue to replenish that fund, it's like a 15-year payback because we're only getting $25,000. What is that? 12-year payback,
right.
I guess, right?
No, you're right. $25,000.
Right.
To the airport. You know, I'm not looking at this proposal from a pure dollar standpoint. I'm looking at it from a customer standpoint. Okay, and as you can see by what's happened with the industry and what's happened with Frontier, what's in the best interest of the passenger experience at the airport? You know, and I like E. It's a 1960s. Retro concourse, you know, okay, which has been remodeled twice over the years, and it works great, okay, but it's very small, has very limited concessions, versus C and D, which have been significantly upgraded and have much more concession opportunities, you know. So, I think that the decision has been made based on customer experience. The TSA checkpoints are on C is huge. Correction, D is huge compared to the E one. You know, so, in 2013, I'm told we'll be getting the pre-check, which allows passengers who are registered to speak through security a lot quicker than today. And there's room to do that on D. There really isn't much room to do that on the pre-check. So, really, I think the decision by the board has been made based on.
Of course.
Customer, passenger, environments, and experience opportunities rather than dollar sense, because you are quite correct. The payback is very limited in terms of how much you're spending.
Okay. I just wish we could have had that conversation. I wouldn't have changed my vote, but I would have felt better that we were being a little more transparent, because I really felt like it was being sold like that was how it pays for itself really quickly with this additional concession revenue. Like, wow, look at how much more you're going to make. Well, no, you're not really.
Right.
Thank you, Supervisor Lipson. Supervisor Poland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to get an explanation. So I believe you mentioned in Concourse D, the spine is clear. Nobody's taking up space in the spine, but the hammerhead portion there's a proposed move to move them to the top instead of the middle. Is there any reason why that is, and we'd still leave the middle?
Well, first of all, Frontier is, leases most of the just make that clear. That Frontier is the lessor. Six or seven, 8 years ago, the county did a significant remodeling of the spine for Midwest Airlines. And that's when we did that split between the ground loading gates on the north side of the concourse and the second level boarding on the south, north side of the concourse, ground level on the south side. Which was great for Midwest, okay, but it's not conducive to the airline environment that we're in today. And so the most usable and friendly gates are the ones out here, because these are now ground loading, which is not effective today. And here, part of that remodeling and moving sidewalk that goes in there has knocked out much of the operations support space down below, which is there's operations support space on these offices. So these are going to be tougher gates to reuse, because they were fine when it was a hub operation for Midwest and here. But these are tougher to operate out of because of those two issues.
And the 1.1 that we're looking at, are those funds being used to kind of use the same process that we did with Delta, where we made an agreement that some of our funds would meet them halfway with their own funds with these other moves with Continental?
No, these costs are not being benefiting one airline, okay? They're infrastructure related to make this happen, but none of this funding will go to the airline in the form of a check. It's all being spent on projects to reformat the concourse for multiple carriers versus a single carrier that was before.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bateman, you described concessions or a credit, and that was to the airlines. And was that against their rents?
Yes.
That's the 90-10 split you described?
Right.
So from the concessions, from the revenue from the concessions, 90% of that goes to the airlines?
Right.
Okay. And then the 10% goes to a particular airport fund?
Right.
And which fund is that, sir?
Airport Development Fund.
Okay.
Account.
Which is the one we referred to earlier.
Right.
Got it. Okay. And you threw out a couple of numbers. Did I hear you correctly? You said there's a closing of the concourse of E, followed by the dollar sign, $216,000?
$216,000.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for the clarification. And thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Mail.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm looking at Concourse D and dealing with the STEM. With the ones with the escalator, are you planning, Mr. Bateman, are you planning to expand that so we can put more airlines into that area versus the ground? It's going to the top?
Here?
The STEM, correct.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question. I think we have to wait to see, wait for market expansion. I think the future certainly is going to indicate that we will have to redevelop this concourse as it was in the Northwest without the ancient history. Because the days of regional jet and the days of ground loading aircraft are waning, and
mm-hmm.
work the Midwest, but it won't come to others. So there'll be a future project someday to restore that concourse back to this.
Mr. Chairman, United Airlines and Continental Airlines, have they agreed to move to Concourse D?
They have not.
And are you, Mr. Bateman, Mr. Chairman, is Mr. Bateman planning to come back with some type of agreement to see if those two airlines would like to move to Concourse D?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. Those conversations are engaging right now, those conversations with Frontier and Continental, but that transaction has not been concluded.
Mr. Chairman, what about the host and SSP? With their operations, have they agreed to move most of their operations off of Concourse D to absorb within Concourse C and Concourse D?
Chairman, Supervisor, host has the cooler by the lake.
Mm-hmm.
SSP has a snack bar that they haven't built yet.
Oh, I have.
Okay, so that's nothing there. And the news gear shop is still advertised, so I don't anticipate any issues with that. Host, again, I think they would welcome the opportunity to fully deploy and fully utilize their Usinger and Johnny Rockets restaurants, which under the current condition will be very underutilized. So I believe that they'll be very positive towards this possible.
Yep. Mr. Chairman, the other question I have about the Legend, the baseball.
Yeah.
Is that restaurant still open?
It's closed right now for lack of traffic.
Okay.
Right.
And you foresee them coming back after opening those deltas and everyone else being there?
Right.
Okay.
Thank you. Supervisor Jersey.
And maybe I keep beating the same question here, but just so I understand big picture. You're moving towards closing Concourse E.
We are, but as Supervisor Mayo points out, one of the chess pieces is Frontier Continental United. We've engaged in those conversations, but we don't have a conclusion yet.
So you engaged Delta, and we just approved that. Is that correct?
That's right.
You engaged them.
Well, they started it, but yes.
And the rest of the moves that would be required, you're driving that discussion.
Right.
And you believe this is in the interest of the passengers using Mitchell.
Absolutely.
And you're recommending it.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from committee members? Item 5 was just an informational item. We'll go back to